Hello and welcome. This is Cody, and this is my life as an internet marketer. One day I will post a fun list of bloopers, and you won't hear it today, but there was a one that just got made. So today for our first topic, I have an interesting and more personal topic, really. Why do I struggle sometimes to see a project all the way to the end? And I like always, I wrote a post about this to try to get some feedback from other entrepreneurs. But first, I just want to read this post, and I think I learned some things about myself. So I want to share it, and maybe it'll help you too. So entrepreneurs, I am one of you that always seems to have a lot of irons in the fire. Right now, Nebraska's Best is a directory site where I try to catalog every business in Nebraska. A lot of implications there for SEO and some other advertisement opportunities. Husker Promotions is a promotional product supplier course site where we teach distributors how to win in their individual industries. Nebraska Outfitters and Guides is a guide association where we plan to promote Nebraska's hunting and fishing industry. Total Guarantee Nebraska Roofing is a lead generation site to generate roofing leads. Maybe you heard why I wanted to do this. I don't know. First episode, check it out. Kearney Computer Repair is, it's a computer repair service located in Kearney. Yeah. Also, Kearney Snow Removal. Well, you kind of get the idea on that one. Also, TMV Social is our ad agency where we service clients large and small. These, with the exception of the agency, which I've ran for 5 years now, have all started in the last 6 months. To me, I had this thought that starting a new business is as simple as creating a new website, getting some calls, setting up some marketing tools, and watching the leads come in. For the service side, I find people to serve the work or just sell the leads when they come in. When I started writing this, I was going to ask for advice in seeing projects completely through to the end. And it would be so wonderful to have all my projects all at 100% where I want them. But usually, I get them 60-70% of the way there and I move on. It seems kind of self-explanatory at this point. Focus on what is most important and enjoyable and see it through to the final chapter. But I still want to ask this of you guys. Am I the only one like this? Because it kind of does seem a little crazy to have those many different businesses all vying for your time and opportunities. But I see such potential in every single one of them. And yeah, so I'll leave you there on that one. And I'll kind of share what I learned in the next segment here, coming up shortly. You know, one of the coolest things about making podcasts is it actually forces you to think about what you say. It's funny, you know, I feel like I should be doing that anyway, but having this to kind of play back and listen to, it really makes you think. So I have a pretty cool epiphany to share with you about why keeping these many projects on the table is a good thing, and also the problem that you could run into. One, they are totally an investment. And I feel like it is so cool to be able just to pull value out of the air in offering a new service or becoming a new partner to the community to serve them. That reason is that you are creating value and you are establishing value for yourself. And that's what business is. So by creating these different businesses and projects, I feel like I'm creating a portfolio or almost like an investment plan for myself. Oh yeah, a retirement plan for myself, I should say, because these are things that can generate time and money for me and also possibly employees in the future. So the opposite side to that is that these businesses have a maturity rate also. Now, anything when it comes to marketing takes time, and business owners understand that, and I need to understand them for myself too, because if that time is maybe 3 to 5 months before you start establishing yourself and getting actual business from the site, actual sales dollars, rather than just leads and interest. That 3 to 5 months determines how well you're perceived. So if you, I do like what I've done in the past and got something up to, say, 60 to 70% good, and then moved on to the next project, when that 3 to 5 month maturity time lapses, then you're left with a 60 to 70% return on your investment. What's very interesting, though, is that if you were to see that through the entire length of it and write great content, do good work on it from day one, and create something that's really a value before that 3 to 5 month period, you're left with a highly valuable asset that can return more than 100% to your time and investment. And of course it should throughout the years. So that is the good and the bad about creating these little rank and rent sites or these new businesses, however you like to call them. Very interesting stuff. I have one more topic to discuss with you fine people, and it's going to be about new business and kind of a way to get customers you may not be thinking about. So stick around, and we'll see you in a second. So up next, we have a new business topic to talk about. It is a new customer. It is my brother in Texas. And last segment, I kind of hinted to an idea of how to get new customers for your business. Especially if you're a B2B, why don't you encourage your friends and family to just make that leap that they've always thought about? You know, not strictly because you want to make money off of them. No, because you want to make them succeed and have a great life. It's kind of nice. My brother actually is a pretty accomplished businessman and has had several businesses down in Texas. He's much older than me. I wasn't actually raised with him, so I don't know him super well. So it's kind of interesting to work on things like this. He saw what I'd been doing and wanted me to check it out. And so it's a new construction business. He builds houses, and that's kind of what we're doing. So we're going to do the main new business package I like to offer, which is a website. Then we're also going to do the SEO on the initial site. So we start off on a good ground base. Number two, the three that would be is the local SEO package, because in the last maybe 6 months, I feel like it's still pretty recent, but maybe it's not. Local SEO doing with Google My Business has really exploded in how much business it can generate. Just because people don't actually like, if they're in the mood to pick up the phone and call, they don't actually like to go to the website, find the button to click to call you. And at that point, they definitely don't want to fill out a form. Forms are not dead, but they are definitely good in the right spot. But the Google My Business is so cool because we use a tool called Local Viking to generate these geo grids, which actually show where you rank in the map pack for specific keywords. So something like new home construction, you kind of want to already have been introduced to the business before you just call up and say you want a new home built. So it has a potential to be a quick line to pick up the phone and order once you're ready, or get a quote, or things like that. So in certain businesses, when that purchase threshold is very short and easy, Google My Business is a winner. And so often you find that an industry in a specific location, maybe one isn't as optimized as the other, and you can realize some big gains there. So do not sleep on the Google My Business. So that's what the last segment is for today. Help out your friends and family. Push them in a dream that they want to succeed in. And heck, I mean, you could just be along for the ride and be a good mentor or husband for them. I'm looking at my wife across the room, and I gotta look. It was a good look. Not really. Okay. So just FYI, if I show up missing and I don't make the next podcast, you should check in on me. You should just check in on me, okay? But if you see me next time and I never make another wisecrack about my wife, that is normal and should be expected. Right, honey? Okay. All right. So that is our episode tonight, friends and family. I love each one of you, and I will see you next time. Take care.